Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Weiss with Farm Bureau. A Kentucky woman who grew up showing goats and sheep in the livestock barn at the Kentucky Exposition Center is now managing the North American International Livestock Exposition. Christian Kane native Catherine Riley says while she enjoys working with all the major shows, livestock shows are still special to her.
I do a little bit of everything with our in-house shows. That we have three major shows that we produce every year, and that's the North American, which I personally manage and run. We do the State Fair, and we do Farm Machinery Show. So all the managers each help each other out, and so depending on what time of year it is kind of what we're working on at that moment.
Due to her experience in 4-H, Riley says she feels right at home when the livestock arrive.
My family kind of raised and showed lambs and goats, and I think the first year I showed here, I was 6 or 7 showing in the market lamb show, and I was here pretty much every year after that, either showing or competing in a judging contest.
She says managing the North American is like any career. It has its challenging days.
Well, there's always good days and bad days. I mean, the amount of people that we bring in for the North American and the amount of animals and security and things like that, there's a lot of small details that really can trip you up if you're not paying attention to them. And that's probably the largest challenge, is getting everybody really to come together and get on the same page as far as coming and going.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Although there are a number of aspects to managing the North American, Riley says she still gets excited when it's time to show.
Before and after are a little bit hectic and more boring almost than the show's actually going on. I enjoy being out. During the show, you're not going to find me in my office. You're going to have to catch me as I'm either running my golf cart through the barns or trying to check on somebody else. I enjoy it very much.
Riley says she always enjoys reconnecting with many of her friends at the shows.
Fortunately, a lot of people that I grew up with or my age have kids, or I guess fortunately for them, unfortunately for me, because I'm seeing I'm maybe falling behind a little bit. But I enjoy seeing those kids start to show and start to really get interested in watching them grow up through the industry.
So what does it mean to Riley to have the opportunity to manage the North American International Livestock Exposition?
It's kind of mind-boggling thinking that just a few years ago I was showing here and I was competing here and I was winning here, to be able to get to know a lot more of the industry people and have the impact on the whole livestock industry that I do.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.